Warning, what you are about to listen to is a huge-ass spoiler for Demon Slayer Mugen Train. If you don't want to get spoiled, do not listen to this podcast. Everyone got it? All right, let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. On this episode, we're going to be reviewing Demon Slayer Mugen Train, and we just recently watched it yesterday. Was yesterday the earliest you could watch it, or did it come out before that?
Thursday night. I think they had like a 7 or 8 p.m. air date for the first one. A lot of the movie theaters have actually stopped showing it in my area. Like, today was the last day to see it, and I had to try it like even further out if I want to watch it again.
Was the stop point like the last day you watch it in the States on the 29th, right?
Yes, Thursday. That's okay. The last day I see for tickets, at least. It would be nice if you could see it later, but definitely this is one of those movies you got to rewatch a lot succession fast if you want to see it.
Yeah, I think, okay, so I watched it in dubbed and then you watched it in subbed, right?
Yeah, I totally drove out of the way like 45 more minutes than my regular movie theater, which is like 5 minutes away, because they didn't have sub.
Well, the closest movie theater for mine was a 40-minute drive, and they only had dub. So I, like, if I wanted one that was in sub, I would have to drive maybe like an hour 20 or an hour 30 out of the way, and that's just getting there. So that's like a 3-hour journey. So a 3-hour journey plus the 2-hour movie, I'm looking at least four to five hours just to watch a movie. That's a lot of time investment just to watch a movie.
You're not committed weeb. You could have made it into a journey and had like a little crow following you, yelling at you directions on stuff to do.
Look, for the money, the gas money, it would have taken me to drive there and back. I could save it up by the Blu-ray.
That's true. You definitely use that gas money on popcorn and snacks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my ticket was super, super cheap. It was like $6.50 or something like that.
Which is ridiculous. I don't even get prices like that. Mine was $12.50.
Yeah, that's twice the amount of my ticket. But
yeah, I think it was actually a little bit more than that with the convenience fee. Yeah, I did.
Ah, okay. I did not buy mine online. I bought it there, so it was just a flat $6.50, but there was only like, I would say max, maybe 10 to 15 people at the theater total, so it felt like I was just there solo.
Dude, I felt like I was solo. There was only 4 people there, and I purposely chose the seat next to theirs just to make it a little bit awkward.
I mean,
as close as they would allow, because they got the social distancing seatings, so they'll like take one seat and the front seat, the back seat, left and right are X off. You can't select those.
Yeah, it was the same for mine. Like, you can't select those, and then they're totally blocked out. And unless you're going as a group, then you can sit in a group. I think. Like, yeah, I usually never splurge on popcorn and drinks because I know it's a ripoff. Like, it's a 1000% markup on it. But with the ticket being like $6.50, I was like, yeah, what, you know, why not? It's so crazy that the popcorn and drinks cost more than the freaking ticket. It was like $10 for a large popcorn and a drink.
And I would be okay doing that. I ate lunch before, so I was fine. But, you know, given that it's a pandemic and, you know, their business is down the drain, right. I felt, you know, doing stuff like that is okay. Usually, hell nah. I don't want to support that, but I think they deserve the business, especially since we're getting anime movies like this.
Right.
When did it originally air? Like, a few months ago?
Yeah, I think maybe a month or 2 months ago. When it originally aired. And I mean, like, in regards to my movie theater, it's like a it's it's not just a movie theater, it's also like a bowling alley and a restaurant. So it's like a multiple thing kind of put together.
My movie theater is like inside of a mall, and my other one has a bowling place next to it, but not part of the same building, and the same restaurants that you always have your Chili's, Ruby Tuesday, etc.
Oh, like an AMC. Like AMCs are usually inside malls, so I do like going to AMC, but mine was an AMC. It's more like a I wouldn't say small time because it is a branch, but it's not as big as AMC or any of
What
those.
was it, Silverado or Cinemark, something like that? Regency,
No,
maybe?
you wouldn't know it. It's like this. It's probably like a handful of them, like only.
Most
And
likely.
and okay, so let's just go a little bit into the movie. So I bet you, like, right when you finished the movie, did you, like, in your head, was it like, oh, this is like a great movie? You gave it like a really high score, right?
I felt like it wasn't a movie. I felt like it was just like a really long OVA, because it felt just part of the show. Usually with these types of movies,
Like a string
they
of
don't
episodes
matter.
almost.
Yeah, exactly. Usually shonen movies don't matter. Bleach movies don't matter. Naruto movies don't matter. You never see any of the special moves or anything like that. So it just felt like I was watching, like I marathoned a bunch of Demon Slayer episodes. I
Yeah,
wouldn't, yeah, that's why I didn't call it a movie.
that's how I kind of felt too, because like during like the first two-thirds of the movie, it did feel kind of slow. Like, okay, I could have just probably seen this like as an episode and not as a movie, and it would have been just as fine. And then the last third of the movie happened. I was so hyped for it. Like when I left the theater, I was like, whoa, that was a good movie. That was like definitely a 9. But after we've had some time to sit on it and think about it, my rating has really gone down like a lot compared to what
Well,
I
you
thought it
had the
was.
dub too.
Yeah, I had the dub, but honestly, I thought the dub was it was fine. It wasn't that bad. Like I bet it's probably better in sub, like way better in sub.
Oh yeah, the screaming was top notch. I loved it. I want to see it in dub just to compare it. I haven't ever seen Demon Slayer in dub, so I wonder if it was the same cast.
What was that character's name? The fire hair guy? I forgot his name.
Rengoku.
Yeah, his voice actor for the dub was fantastic. He did a great job. The only thing I felt that was lackluster for the dubs were the screaming. Like whenever they screamed, it just sounded awful. Like it felt very like you're in a movie, you're in a sound booth, and the director's like, give me more of the nitty-gritty, give me more. Like it felt very produced. It didn't feel
So
like
basically, not like Dragon Ball Z screams.
not at all. It didn't feel very guttural. It felt very like inside a sound booth.
Yeah,
That's the best
for
way.
the sub, definitely as you would expect, it felt like they were actually in the scene, screaming their guts out, in despair and excitement, So for me, it was top-notch voice acting, but I still want to see the dub because I want to see how your point of view was.
Yeah, I mean, just wait for it to come out in Blu-ray and then just
Yep,
get it then.
that's what I'm gonna do.
Would you actually recommend people go and watch this movie?
Yeah, you still have a few days. I'd drive out for it. I'd watch it in a dub if you didn't have sub around.
Yeah,
Totally.
I 100% recommend it. Like, even if you, yeah, that's true. If you can't get it in dub works just as well. Like, it you're, I did they get the same voice actors as they did for like the American dub?
That's what I
I
was
think.
asking, because a lot of times with licensing issues, they
Right.
have that. Like I know, like Evangelion dub version versus the original dub version was different. That was an issue on Netflix, but I don't know the story for this.
I heard about that. Wasn't there like a big complaint like after the DM or the what was this paper they signed? I forgot what it's called.
NDA, non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, after the NDA was lifted, didn't like one of the voice actors come out and say like, yeah,
I think it was
they were.
Tiffany Grant. I'm not sure.
It was something like
Tiffany
that, but
Grant was the
they're.
original Asuka of Yay for English.
Yeah, she was saying like they Netflix whenever they re-aired on Netflix, they wanted them to use the original script, and it was like super super bad, and they wanted like the or maybe a new script. I don't remember. I think it was like the original script where it was really bad. They wanted to use the new script because it was better translated and better matched the anime. So yeah. I don't know much about that story, but like for Demon Slayer, I felt like it was all right. Like there really isn't any, like, I'm like with Evangelion, there's a lot of like secondary meaning to whatever they say. For for Demon Slayer, it was just a lot of screaming.
I wanted to ask you specifically about dubbing and Rengoku. When he was on the train eating his bento, how did he sound?
Awkward?
Like, was it umai? Umai.
Yes. Yes.
That's exactly how it is in some.
Yeah, like it felt awkward, right? Yeah.
Like he was like happy, angry eating, and I was laughing.
Like every time he took a bite of the food, he was like, delicious, delicious, delicious.
That's what he said? That's what he said? Yeah, that's exactly what he said in Japanese. That was the translation for it. Obviously, because umai is delicious.
Yeah, it was like, delicious, delicious.
That was weird. I was like, I don't... Everybody was just like looking at him like, who the hell is this psycho saying umai every time he takes a bite out of food? And they were watching it for, how long was that, like 30, 40 seconds? I loved it.
Yeah, it was so awkward. And okay, so let's go into the meat of the story for the movie. So overall, the movie picks up right after the end of the first season of Demon Slayer, where the crow comes and the crow gives him the mission to visit like a train or something like that, if I recall correctly. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, they were to go help out Rengoku, find out what's causing all the deaths on the train.
Right.
And they've sent other people before, but, you know, obviously they couldn't get the job done. So they sent a Hashira to finish it off.
They probably never came back, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so they go to the train, they see what's going on, and then they are... They go pretty much after like the meet and greet. They go straight into the main plot of the movie, where the bad guy is in control of the train. He puts them to sleep, and then the bad guy takes these children with terminal illnesses.
Not all of them, just one.
Well, we don't know. Maybe all of them have terminal illness.
No, they don't. These are like people. All of the people that he was controlling, they had reason to want to be in the dream.
Right.
So, like, for example, the guy punching the ticket was desperate to see his family again. I think they died or something like that. The same
something
for the
like
train
that.
Conductor. And the same for the other kids. They wanted to see their family.
The train conductor, we don't know his story. He didn't say anything. He was like...
Oh, that's true. I forget about him.
He had, like, one line. That was it. He had one basic line. He was like, oh, you shouldn't be here. And that was it. But regarding the kids, maybe some of them have terminal illnesses. We don't know. They just we got like
just
we
the
got
one
the single line. We got the single line. Yeah, that's all we can infer about the children is that they have some type of maybe illnesses or they want to get
just
reunited. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, maybe
did
one.
You
maybe
think
more?
It was kind of weird that they mentioned it, or not really. It felt natural because you know there's just a reason for him why he's doing that.
Like, it's kids being kids, right? Like, the other kid mentioned
it.
The
wanted it, too. He was desperate, so. They all had their reasons for wanting to be in their dream. Like, Tanjiro doesn't need a... His reason would be to, you know, stay with his family in the dream, but he realized it was fake.
Right. Okay, so basically, we got the one-liner about the kids. They want to be in a dream for, like, a happy dream forever, and that's their reason for helping this demon out. So, the demon puts the demon slayers to sleep, and then he tells these kids, you need to invade their dream, find these orbs inside their dreams. What was it?
Spirit core, I believe.
The spirit core, which is basically just an orb. Looks like an orb, like a small orb.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to destroy them, and once you destroy the spirit core, their actual body or them, they die. So you don't really need to fight them. So, you know, it's pretty much one and done. Yeah. So these kids invade their memories, and then you can kind of see, I really like this part because you can kind of see a little bit of about their background. In like Tanjiro, we already know his background, But I really like seeing what was it, Rengoku's?
Oh, Rengoku's, yeah, Rengoku's, we didn't know anything about it, and they just laid on us in this movie.
We didn't get jack shit about Zenitsu or Inosuke.
In the series, we did.
Yeah, Inosuke's just a dude, like, in the mountains. No, but when we were talking about the dream world, we didn't get jack shit from their dreams.
Well, we knew what to expect for Inosuke. He's a, having a fun time going on adventures. That shit was hilarious. I loved it. It felt very Looney Tunes.
It was basically Looney Tunes. Like,
Inosuke throughout the whole series was super Looney Tunes, like Bugs Bunny type of stuff, Elmer Fudd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he felt like a cartoon character, not an anime character. Like a classic early 90s. I was like, this is fucking awesome. I love it. It felt like a proper movie version.
Yeah. But I was actually expecting, like, because we know, like, nothing about Inosuke, you know, because we only watched the anime, we haven't read any of the manga, so we don't know anything about Inosuke.
Also, it's been a long time since we saw the anime. I know a lot of people marathoned it prior to it, but I definitely didn't. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, besides knowing that you need to go on the train, there's really nothing carrying you over from the anime to the movie, so, I mean, you can watch it. You don't need to watch it to actually fully enjoy it, but just to, like, fully take in, like, everything about the story, you watch it, maybe? But
you could go in and just watch it as an OVA, but you're going to be lost, for sure.
Yeah.
Us when we saw, what was that, Tenshi Muyo spinoff, War on Gemnar. That's basically what you'll be like. You won't know what the fuck's going on. What are these powers? Stuff like
that. Yeah, but
you need to watch the show, like, beforehand.
Like, Tenshi, you didn't need to know anything about it. Like, it was enjoyable before, but for Demon Slayer, I feel like you do maybe need to watch it to because they talk about a lot of stuff that you won't really know what they're talking about unless you watch the anime, like the sword colors or their special moves or stuff like that.
They do plug it when the train boss is dying. They do plug the characters. Oh, these characters are so awesome.
The boss plugs.
Yeah, like, the good guy. That was exactly an advertisement for the show. That's how I took it. I was like, this is so fucking weird. They just have, like, a still image of the character in a cool dynamic pose. And the boss is spewing about how cool he is. Like, I don't... It felt so out of place. That was probably the biggest part of the movie that was weird to me.
It's basically like... It's like the main bad guy, he's like getting killed or whatever, and he's like, oh, I am now gonna die, but now a message about Raid Shadow Legends or something. Like, it's just an advertisement out of nowhere.
That's
about the
definitely
good guy.
How it felt, like, you know how when you have animes that finish, it's like, oh, if you want to find out more about the anime, please read the manga.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more about the anime, please watch the anime.
But yeah, I was feeling like I wish we got more background regarding, like, Zenitsu and Inosuke.
I thought there was gonna be more. I'm surprised it was so short.
You mean about the dreams, or what do you mean?
How there's, like, the interaction with the... I suppose it wasn't too short.
Like the dream world.
Yeah, because they definitely spent a lot of time on Tanjiro's, but he's the main character of the show, so that's fine.
Right. Right, yeah. Like, wait, with the Nitsu, it was just him and Nezuko running in a field, and with Inosuke, it was just him and the other three, like, the other three main characters.
Exploring on a
Exploring, like, yeah, it was basically like if they got isekai'd and they were, like, in an isekai world or something.
No, you know what that was? That was, like, those 3-minute shorts at the end of an anime after the credits.
Right.
And they do their little chibi theater. That's what it was.
Yeah, it could have been like an end credit thing. It was funny.
But it was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Now that we talk about it, it feels like it was a sufficient amount of time, because they already went over their character stuff in the show. Didn't have to be fast. It didn't have to be a long. The amount of time we gave it was sufficient.
Yeah. But we are getting back to the point where it could have been just, like, 6 episodes, like 6 regular anime episodes.
I'd have probably preferred it, to be honest with you. Like this didn't feel like a movie at all. Like, I expected, you know, in these shonen anime, when Naruto does the special Rasengan you never see in the show,
Right.
Or Bleach pulls off the Bankai that doesn't exist anywhere, that right. the director just farted out of his brain. So, I mean, what I liked about this over other shonen movies was that it mattered to the story, and it's gonna, the actions that transpire are gonna, resonate throughout the rest of the anime. Show, ripple out. Yeah.
That's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah, that's why felt like it was just supposed to be 6 episodes.
Right, like, the good thing is that, it'll carry over, but the bad thing is that not everyone's gonna watch the movie. So I don't know how that's gonna translate over to season 2 of Demon Slayer, but maybe
fallout from, the death of Rengoku. It's gonna basically map out the storyline for Tenjiro, how he's gonna hone his fire powers.
No, but I'm talking about, like, are they just gonna do like a big recap of the movie for people that are watching the anime?
They could just pick it up where it was.
You have a legit character dying in the movie. That's a big deal in the anime. How are you gonna not talk about it in the anime?
I'm like catch-22 on that, because in a lot of American shows they just do like a recap before the season starts. They might do that. What Japanese anime movies do? You like Gundam Unicorn? That was like, what, 3 movies or something like that? They converted it to a show. There was also a Gundam, I think it was something about Charizazzable. They made that into a series. So they might just convert the movie into a set series of episodes before the next season of Demon Slayer, whenever that is. I have no idea.
I know Evangelion kind of maybe do that as like an Evangelion thing where they'll...
Evangelion has its own movie. These are like separate. It was a reboot. It's not related to the main show.
But I could see them just doing like a basic, like, oh, like an episode 0, like an episode 0 recap. I could see them do that.
Oh yeah, they could totally do that. Or, 3-minute recap. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll just show a big ass hole in Rengoku's stomach. Yeah, here we are.
That's just
be hole inside of Rengoku's stomach. So you must be wondering what I did to get here.
Oh my god.
No, it'll start out with the upper demon, his face, the cameras behind Rengoku's back. So you must be wondering what I did to get myself out of the sticky situation. And it shows him running away with the sword inside of him.
Yo, let me talk about the sword real quick, okay? So Tenjiro goes through, like, what, 5 or 6 episodes of him, like, getting the metal to craft his sword. And it's so fancy.
Yeah.
And at the final battle, when the demon's running away, Tenjiro legit just yeeted his sword into the demon, like, and it stabs the demon through the body, right? And the demon's not dead, he's still running away.
He didn't just throw it, he freaking launched it as like a little rocket launcher or a Roman candle. There was like firepower behind it. Legitimately.
If I could compare it to like anything, it's like when the, I think it was unit 2 through the Longina spear or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I would like compare it to. Like, he
definitely
legit,
100% same vibes, same energy.
Yeah, he threw it right in the demon, and I'm like, and in my mind I'm like, so does the demon have the sword now, or does he need a new sword? Or
I would imagine they would be forced to make him a new one, or they're gonna have some sort of arc, get Tenjiro's sword back. But I doubt the Michael Jackson final boss guy would let him have it back. There's no way.
He probably just dropped the sword, honestly. Like, I don't think a demon's gonna keep a sword in his body for him running away.
I don't see why not.
What if, like, the sword's enchanted with some type of, I don't know, spell or something that causes,
GPS.
Extreme pain?
Yeah, it has a little sword beeper. Whenever he presses it in the parking lot, Tenjiro's able to find it.
they don't want
the hidden base be found out.
In the anime, like, demons hate wisteria, like the flower, the plants or whatever, right?
Yeah.
What if that's that type of thing is like imbued in the sword where, they don't like that kind of stuff near them, so they get rid of it as fast as
he also needed to take it out so he can recover his health, but It's just one in his chest. It's not like it's almost this Rengoku sword that was like halfway in his throat. That's the one that mattered for him to take out.
Dude,
not so much
such
the black
epic...
Tanjiro sword.
Yeah, that fight was every... Okay, before we talk about the big fight at the end, let's talk about the original boss of the show, Enmu.
Total afterthought, just like this conversation. We completely skipped over him.
Yeah, because it that part felt like it felt like it didn't need to be in a movie. It felt like it just could have been a regular episode, like
three episodes at most. Not
yeah,
six.
Three
episodes for the train arc, that's it.
No, it depends.
I mean,
on...
it makes sense that they made it in a movie because it was so short, but
like it depends on who you get to do the anime. Like people who did One Piece, fucking drag it out to 60 episodes, man.
Oh man, 2 years, dude. The Flamingo train arc. That was a total. Like I watched that week by week. It was pure torture.
I don't know. Like honestly, you could watch like maybe two. Like the final episode, and they'll recap whatever happened in the last 2 years for you.
They basically
don't worry about
did.
It. Yeah. But regarding the train demon, like, basically, he put them to sleep, and he tries to kill him. He doesn't kill him. Oh, big surprise. He merges with the train, and then he's trying to kill everyone, like, kill everyone on board to, you know, take
their
souls.
He was always merged with the train.
No, he did it right when they were asleep.
Oh, is that when he did it?
Yeah, he did it right when they were asleep, so he could kill them and take their souls or what,
oh,
whatever.
Okay.
To my extent, whenever the like, let's say the kid did succeed in their plans, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was probably just gonna straight up kill them, right? Yeah.
He was definitely gonna kill them.
Yeah,
that's
what
he did with
up.
All the other demon slayers that came before them.
No. I'm talking about the kids, the little kids.
Oh, he most definitely didn't he kill
yeah.
the. He was trying to eat everybody on the train. That would include the kids. Like,
yeah.
He said,
so,
like,
but I'm
so
saying, like,
what?
Like the promise of him putting them into like their perfect dream. That was just straight up a lie,
he's
right?
He's a
or
demon, dude. It's total
it?
Bullshit. No way. Didn't he also say he admitted to the fact that he also before he kills them he shows them a nightmare, and that's what he's trying to do to Tanjiro during the fight.
No, not a nightmare. Before he kills them, he puts them to like a perfect dream that they want to be in, and then they when they wake up, they think they're in a dream, but it's a nightmare for them, you know, because everyone around them is dead, and he likes seeing the faces of like their faces of waking up from a blissful dream into like a nightmare, like in the real world,
something like that. Yeah, but he puts them through a nightmare, and then he kills them. He was totally gonna kill them. There's no way he was gonna live up to his promise. He's a demon, dude.
Before we go into like the train fight or whatever, man, I wanted to give a big shout out to the scene where they go into the dream and they had Rip opens up subconscious and see what their subconscious is gonna be like, and Tenshiro's subconscious was that scene was amazing. It was
super
wow.
pretty.
Yeah.
Super pretty.
It was some of the most like
breathtaking sights.
I think the reason why it hits you so hard is because first they bring you into into Rengoku's subconscious where they, you know, they rip they go out of the dream world and go into a subconscious, and it's basically just like a
chaos,
a land of
fire. And
yeah,
his
fire.
Father like chastising, you gotta train, tiger dad, tiger mom, you gotta train harder, stuff like that.
No, his dad wasn't a tiger dad. His
wasn't he?
His,
or was it
no,
the mom?
No. It wasn't the mom either. His dad was basically completely out of it when his mom died. His mom was basically telling him that you have to, because you're strong, you have to be strong for everyone.
So he was his own tiger person.
Yeah, like he himself took his advice personally
person.
Or whatever. Yeah, and he was trying to do all this stuff to impress his dad, but his dad basically is out of it once his mom died.
I mean, to me, the impression that I got that he was just drowning himself and trying to figure out how to get stronger.
No.
Because he was a Hashira, right?
He was a Hashira because of the advice his mom gave him. His mom was like,
No, but why Rengoku's you're strong? Dad is who I'm talking about.
No, Rengoku's dad, he's not even part of it. He's just trying to be strong, to get some feeling out of his dad, because his dad has completely lost all feeling.
No, what I'm saying is, Rengoku's dad was reading all those texts he always had and not paying attention to Rengoku because he wanted to get stronger, to achieve something higher.
Thus ignoring
Rengoku.
No, his dad wasn't strong. His dad used to be a Hashira, right?
Yeah, once so his he was mom strong. Died,
he was strong, but once his mom died, he quit being Hashira, and he just stopped caring about the world.
But they didn't. They just showed us like a little peek, though. It could have been that he was trying to get jacked on that spirit key.
They tell you about it. They tell, like, when he was talking to his brother.
Full disclosure, I only slept 4 hours the night before because I was super excited to watch this movie. So, and I was falling asleep while they were falling asleep too, but like reading all the texts. So, my mind might be a little easy on the facts on the first part of the movie.
Yeah, his dad was basically like a sloth at that point. He didn't really care for anything. Like,
oh, so basically Umaru-chan? Kimoto Hashira-san?
No, not even. Like,
Kimoto
he just...
Hashira's dad? I don't even know what the title would be. I'm trying to make up something, but I'm failing.
I'm just trying to explain it,
I know, I'm just trying to meme.
But, yeah, like, he basically wanted to live up to his mom's expectations. Like, his mom was like, do you know why you're strong? And he's like, no, why am I so strong? Is because the reason why you're so strong is because you have to use that power to protect other people. So that's why he became a Hashira, like his dad.
And I thought it was, you're strong, so you have to help out the weaker people. Something like that. See, this is why you need to watch it like 5 times to fully enjoy it.
But yeah, that was just a small part, right?
Yeah.
So so whenever they invade the dream, they're in a fire world. And then on the opposite hand, when the kid invades Tanjiro's subconscious, he rips open the dream, and you're in like the most... How do I say it? Like the most surreal...
Picturesque, cozy little area.
Would have to describe it, like, do you remember... What's that one anime? The one with the typewriter? The girl with like the middle arms and the typewriter?
No, I don't remember that at all. I remember an anime...
It was on Netflix.
So when you're saying girl with metal arm, I'm immediately thinking about Decadence, where there's a girl with one metal arm, but no typewriter.
Violet Evergarden.
Okay, yeah. See, I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't watch it. I really want to watch it, but I always keep on pushing it back because there's so many anime to see every week.
So basically, in Violet Evergarden, there's this scene where she leaps across the water, and it was like the most surreal scene ever. It's basically that scene expanded to a very large area. It was
an infinity,
so amazing.
Basically, is what it looked like.
Yeah, it was so amazing that the kid who invaded Tanjiro's dream just forgot about killing him, and he was like, and he just broke down crying because he didn't expect someone to have such a beautiful, like, pure-hearted soul.
Yeah, he saw like the whole thing with his family and stuff like that, and didn't he also see like the death of his people? Like, wasn't he also shown that, or was he not?
No.
Remember that
he
part.
Was shown that, but it was near the end.
Oh, so, but after the kid saw the thing though, so separate.
Yeah, it was after. Yeah, it was separate. So what happened was Tanjiro gets a message from his dad, which was really weird, like in the dream, and did you ever play Star Fox?
Some of them. Which ones?
Like Star Fox 64?
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever get to the final boss? Like the real final boss?
Yeah, the monkey dude.
Yeah. You know the part where you kill the monkey dude and then the end of the boss is like, if I'm dying, I'm taking you with me. Right. And then your dad, like a ghost of your dad, comes out of nowhere and like shows you the correct path to exit out of the...
Okay, I don't remember that, but okay.
It was basically that. It was like a ghost of his dad pops up out of nowhere and tells him, like, if you want to get out of this dream, you have to slice something within your reach. And Tanjiro figures out, oh, I gotta legit kill myself.
I don't know how he came to that conclusion, but he definitely did. I don't know how he remembered it each time he had to do it.
because it gets easier and easier because he knows he's in a dream state.
More awake. Yeah. Well, you have your REM sleep and what other type of sleep?
REM and RAM.
REM and RAM sleep. Oh, okay. It's freaking Subaru. Oh my god, dude. I didn't know I was watching ReZero.
ReZero.
basically is, wasn't it? A little ReZero cameo.
Yeah. So he slices heads off and he heads on top of the train. Yeah. And I thought this part was amazing where he's charging at the demon. And the demon's like, I'm going to put you to sleep again. So he throws a spell that puts Tanjiro to sleep while he's running. He does it the first time. And then Tanjiro slips for half a second. And then he reawakens. and then he does that multiple times, and then the demon goes into this Rain Shadow Legend explanation about how Tanjiro is so OP because every time he puts Tanjiro to sleep,
dude, he's putting in the good work. He's putting him over. He's a good brother.
Yeah, Tanjiro's legit just slicing his head off. Like he's committing suicide every time he's put into this dream state.
Yeah,
and he kills a demon, but surprise, surprise, that's not the demon's real body. The real body is the train, and they basically kill the train. After
the train is alive.
Yeah,
starring Keanu Reeves. I could totally see that being a 50s movie.
Yeah, the only thing I can say about the train is that it was probably the shitty only looking. The only thing I say, yeah, was that it had bad 3D. That was the only thing I say about it.
I mean, that's part of the curse for the 3D, isn't it? I definitely noticed all the 3D before that. And I'm sure there's well-made 3D that we don't notice that they use for the animation techniques. But, you know, just us normies, the train was... more than the train, the tentacles look super bad.
Yeah, it was kind of jank, right?
Super jank. I don't know what they were thinking with that.
I mean, you
don't really have to hand draw that, though. It's just a tentacle. You know what a tentacle looks like, or a glob monster.
Yeah, I mean, probably would have put a lot of work, right, if they hand drawn that. So I get that they did that in 3D.
Yeah, unnecessary to hand draw it now that I think about it, because it's just a fucking tentacle. You don't care. Plus, it's not the train of all the animation.
Yeah, the train was already in 3D, right?
Yeah, so. It was. So I mean, you care about the sword effects and the sword slashes, not the train. How
they were
looks.
Beautiful.
Thomas the Tank Engine, dude. Oh my god, my favorite.
Like the train thing, I don't care about. Like okay, they killed the train. Big whoop. Okay, done. Now we get to the most shoehorned battle ever. It was so out of nowhere, but I loved it. I loved it so much. So this is the fight between Rengoku and Akaza.
Yeah.
And he is the top third or something demon. So
it says upper three on it. Yeah.
Does that mean he's like the
top three,
the top like the number three demon under under Michael
Jackson?
Just
like Jackson? The Bleach captains. He was the third head honcho.
Okay, so basically, yeah, it was very shoehorned. It was out of nowhere. Like he just arrives, and I think that's why this movie is so good is because of that battle. Because if it just ended at the train,
I thought it was just gonna end at the train. I was disappointed when I didn't see a super special Tanjiro move other than a basic fire slash.
Exactly. Like if that was just it, I would be like,
Inosuke's effect looked a way better than Tanjiro's when he was doing his extra effort slash.
Oh, like the little...
Yeah, but there to open up really... the neck bone for Tenji but to slash it.
There wasn't really any crazy animation. It was just like straight physical attack, but I love seeing like the fire effects and the water effects because they look like...
We're saying there wasn't any crazy animation, but like the animation for Demon Slayer, like the normal stuff looks really good compared to everything else. So
yeah.
I think we're being a little bit unfair. It looked great. It just wasn't, rainbow-colored Rasengan. With windmill shuriken shapes coming out of the circle.
Like, the animation AOE overall... Garnish.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the animation overall was, an 8. But whenever they did, their sword effect, it was, a 10, so...
So, yep.
I'm not 11. Saying the animation was bad, but, yeah, I'm just saying,
It's just us being spoiled wanting more out of Demon Slayer when it already gives us that.
A lot, yeah. Regarding the fight, oh my god, that some of the best OST ever. Like the music when they were like fighting, that like chanting in the background, like oh, like it just every time like the sword clashed, the chanting like it increased, and I was like, oh my god, this music is amazing. I need this music now.
I'd have to rewatch the movie to remember it, because I remember the guitar part, but I don't remember the chanting.
Yeah, it was it was fantastic. I think I'd definitely pay more money to go rewatch it again.
Yeah, when the guitar started, I was like, what the fuck is going on, the guitar? This is so weird. I was like, well, who's this fucking, you know, Shin Megami Tensei 3 looking kid with tattoos all over his body?
Right?
Yeah, you've seen it's on the promo art for Steam. You've seen it, right? It looks like him.
Yeah, it does.
What did you think about his design, personally? Just as an aside.
Lackluster, I guess? Right?
That looks super weird to me. I mean, he's a demon. But that's not what I was expecting at all out of...
He's like a monk. Does his ability kind of feel meh to you?
He reminds me of that dude that punches so fast he cuts air and... not Samurai Champloo, Samurai X, or whatever the other name for it was. Rurouni Kenshin. Yeah, he's just a monk fighter. Punches so hard, he breaks the wind.
Yeah, he's able to, like, wind punches.
Yeah, he reminds me of Sagat from Street Fighter, if anything. Mixed with Piccolo from Dragon Ball.
Like, compared to all the other demons, he didn't really have anything showy about him, right? Besides being able to, like, fight really well.
Yeah, but you already know that's going to make for some amazing fight scenes down the line.
Oh, most definitely. It's probably just because I'm spoiled by the other demons, like the one that uses like a ball or a yo-yo or, you know,
the
you know
one
what I
that
mean?
The drum to make the room. That was my favorite fight in all Demon Slayer so far.
Oh, the one that switches rooms?
Yeah, it was so cool. I loved that gimmick.
Yeah, that was
pretty cool. I think I enjoyed that more than the final fight in the original season.
I don't even recall what the final fight was, to be honest.
I'm surprised you say that, because that was honestly one of the best drawn scenes in all of anime, especially for that year.
It's been a while since I watched it.
It was where Tanjiro tag teams with his sister to do the exploding fire thing to make the sword go faster.
The spider boss.
Yep. Spider Rider, dude. Calling all I'm going to get a DMCA'd with Spider Riders theme.
I mean, yeah, it was alright. I think probably the best drawn part of that was Zenitsu's battle with the spider thingy, but yeah, that was kind of meh.
Zenitsu, you know, part of the... Oh yeah, I forgot about that in the show. That was super cool.
Oh, I forgot you forgot about it. It was so well drawn.
The use of 3D was immaculate.
This is stupid. But overall, I love that fight. I love the will of Rengoku's will to keep fighting. Holy crap, it was so crazy.
Bro, like, straight up had a hole in his stomach and he was flexing on the haters to keep him in place.
So yeah, basically like at the end of the movie the demon they do this one final attack where the demon like slams his fist into Rengoku's body, and instead of like just straight up die, Rengoku's like, okay, sure, yeah, you have your fist in my body, and he he flexes his like abs or whatever to keep the demon from removing his hand while the sun is slowly coming up to kill the demon, and the demon's like, oops, I gotta go. and the Rengoku's like, nope, and he takes his like sword and he slams it into like the demon's neck, and it goes in like maybe like half an inch, and like the entire time the demon's trying to get his hand out and Rengoku's just trying to like dig the sword deeper in his neck. And eventually the demon's like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rip my hand off. Because I can regrow it instantly. He rips off his hands, and Rengoku just falls to the floor, and then he's running off into the forest where he can get cover from the sun. And
he's doing that with a sword halfway in his neck at that point.
Yeah. And
did he break off the sword at that point?
I think so. I think the sword broke off, because I remember specifically, like, the sword, I can't recall if the sword broke before or after Rengoku getting the fist in his body. He was using, like, the stump of the sword to hack at his neck.
Something like that, yeah.
That's the part where Tanjiro, like, yeets his sword into the demon's body when he's running away in the forest. And that's the end of the movie.
I can't wait for the OVA of the sword's adventure. It's going to be like the brave little toaster going back to Tanjiro.
Wait, what? What?
Because remember we were talking about it. We don't know if he's going to get his sword back or if the demon's just going to run off with it.
You just want to see what the
Yeah, I want to see what happens. This is like Lost, dude. Oh my god, the bunker. The smoke monster. This is the sword. The great mystery of Demon Slayer.
It's probably just going to be like...
laying on the floor.
Half a mile. Yeah, half a mile in the forest.
He just probably. Grab it, casually grabs it.
Alright, so... Overall, score, what would you give the movie?
8.2 out of 10.
Really?
Dude. I'm probably biased because this is my first anime movie watching in the theater. Definitely, if not 8.2, solid 8, 7.8 at the lowest. So I'd go with the average and say 8 out of 10.
I was going to give it a 7.5, but maybe I'll bring it up a little bit because the animation was really, really nice.
If anything, the anime felt better drawn than the movie for some reason to me. But I'm just basing that off the last episode versus the movie.
No. The movie was way better, but maybe it's just because your screen was bad. Like, the movie theater was bad, because mine was amazing. Like this.
That's true. The area that I went to was not the best. There was, like, potholes everywhere. I saw a truck accidentally drive over the whole grass median. Half of the mall was like closed down.
Oh god.
Yeah, Sears, old ass Sears closed.
I guess for my rating, I'd give it maybe lowest, I'd probably give like a straight 7.5, highest is an 8, so
that's still 7.5 and an 8.
It's a good score, but
a 9 or a 10 would be like an Evangelion final movie whenever we get to see that. I'm like pre-scoring it 9 out of 10 just because it's Evangelion and I'm such a fanboy.
Did you ever watch the Konosuba movie whenever that came
out? Not in theaters. I watched it online later.
Okay, if let's say you did watch it in theaters, what score would you give that?
That's hard to say, dude.
I'd probably give it a 7. It wasn't...
Yeah, it wasn't like, I couldn't compare it to Demon Slayer at all, so it was definitely like a 7.3 or something. It was funny, but
I
enjoyed the series a lot more. Like, I notoriously don't like watching anime movies for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll watch the shows for days on end, but for some reason I just never watch anime movies. Like, I never seen Akira. I haven't seen many of the Ghibli movies for some reason.
I love
Kiki's
the
Delivery
movies.
Series, but yeah. That's my score is like a complete normie, I guess.
I mean, 8 is a good score for an anime movie, especially one that's we rarely get in the States because
I'm so glad I paid to see this in theaters. I want to, give them money when they do good business decisions. Stuff that, interests me more than anything. So I'm hoping they get that EVA movie, and I'm sure they will, because if they got the Konosuba one, we're going to get more big hitters.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They said that Demon Slayer made more money than some of the Ghibli movies, right? I think so.
Keep in mind that Demon Slayer is huge.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
Those
you.
Ghibli
like, you
movies,
because...
weren't they like dubs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or is it like the bad ones that you didn't like? Because you remember you said you didn't like Ponyo or something like that?
No, I think it grossed more than like some of the popular... some of the more popular Ghibli movies.
But that's not fair to say, because the time that those were released were a heck of a long time
ago. That's what I'm saying.
Anime wasn't nearly as mainstream Like, remember when we were teching her right, how she was
saying, anime, Demon Slayer is actually number one.
Like, for everything? Like, Mortal Kombat included? Yeah.
It beat Spirited Away, Your Name, Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh, but that's for Japan.
I mean, that's
I thought we were talking crazy. About America for a second.
No. I'm talking okay, overall.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so I'm looking at the list of highest grossing anime. It's worldwide. This is worldwide.
Worldwide?
Yeah, Demon Slayer is number one.
But, like, is this
high grossing?
Sorry to cut you off. Quick question. Is the release date for the Ghibli ones, like, decades ago? Like, 90s? Because anime 2000s. Wasn't mainstream back then. Like, even 2008, that was, like, barely starting to gain mainstream acceptance.
Like, it beat Your Name, and that came out in 2016.
That's surprising. Yeah, I did read that one. I was like, how? It's fucking Demon Slayer, that's how.
Yeah, so Demon Slayer, highest grossing anime film in Japan, it's also number one.
More than Evangelion.
And Evangelion's at 14.
What?
It's at 14, yep. It's at 14, and Demon Slayer number one.
This is me putting too much into the Evangelion basket. I feel defeated. Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't
it? My sports team lost.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
But I'm just saying that, do you think this is like
I mean, it's here to stay, dude. They're going to keep on making as much Demon Slayer as possible.
No. What I'm saying is that, do you think the reason why Demon Slayer is at number one is because, we don't usually get a lot of shonen anime, like big shonen anime movies?
Well, and this is also go ahead.
Like, because it's 2020.
Yeah, because it's coming out of the pandemic. Well,
yeah, it's coming out of the pandemic. And
this aired, like, late last year in Japan, so I don't know what their situation was over there, but I'm glad they postponed it for us, because nobody would have seen it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is also, like, a production of, like, just being able to hit, like, do you think if they made, like, My Hero Academia movie, you think it'd be very popular as well?
They did make a My Hero Academia movie, and it's on that list.
It's not on this list, so.
And the fucking movie didn't matter, because it's, you know, another shonen movie that cool shit happens in it, doesn't reflect the main story, I assume. Yeah. I didn't watch the movie. It was, like, All Might when he was younger, so. I'm sure, you know, maybe there's a
probably
Easter
wasn't
egg
as cool,
show.
Right? Yeah, it probably wasn't as cool.
I wasn't interested. Like, I watched the Demon Slayer movie because it's fucking cool.
Yeah, it has good music. It has good. I can't say. I'm sure you can attest to that. It has good voice acting.
Yeah, definitely, 100%, a million.
I mean,
I'm sure the My Hero Academia one had good voice acting too, but you know,
I'm sure they just
used
the original. Yeah, they probably just used the original VA, so.
For sure.
No, why wouldn't it? Don't matter. Yeah, I'm just so blown away that this it hit number one. Like,
dude, like, I've seen, like, people, YouTubers that have no inkling of knowing what anime is, like Demon Slayer.
Like, I feel like Demon Slayer is like that one show everyone kind of gets into because everyone, like,
it's very
all
accessible.
Your friends know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's art.
It's on,
dude.
Netflix.
It's pure art.
Is it on Netflix?
Demon Slayer?
Or is it like Crunchyroll only?
Yeah, I believe it's on Netflix. I could check right now if you want me to.
Yeah. Just check it real quick, because that also might be, you know, a product of why it got so popular. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, but it's so crazy seeing Demon Slayer beat Spirited Away.
It's definitely on there, but it wasn't added till it was already popular. I know, like, it was already, like, people are already talking about Demon Slayer, then it got added to Netflix, which I'm sure upped it.
Like, it beat Spirited Away, Your Name, and Howl's Moving Castle, right? And they're the other three right under it. And those three are standalone anime, they're not part of a series, so it's...
Yeah, dude, the fucking series is a killer, man.
Yeah, so we're probably gonna be seeing more of this. Yeah, we're gonna be seeing a lot more of this, and I'm glad they made a lot of money because they're
the
gonna
show is
of course
quality, so you know.
Yeah, we're gonna of course see them funnel this money into the anime, so we're going to be seeing some great animation, because Demon Slayer has that type of water art, or water, I don't know how to describe it whenever they're doing their
watermark?
Attacks, but it's really not like,
watermark, the
water painting.
Yes, I know what you're
whatever
talking
it's
about
called. Yeah.
The cheap dyes that you buy at the store.
No, like
watercolors.
Watercolor, yeah, there you go. Water dyes.
Water lives. That's definitely
water. Water, water, and water, and water, and water. Yeah, but I'm so hyped for the second season, whenever that comes out.
I was hyped without the movie, but I want to see what happens even more now.
Yeah, I kind of want to see if they put out like an episode zero, or they're gonna do like a 3-minute recap of the movie. Well, but maybe they'll just release the movie to everyone like right before the season 2 comes out. They might do
Blu-ray,
that.
Blu-ray, I don't see how they would release it. Maybe Netflix is like, give us the rights. We want it. So they're going to fight over it, dude. The streaming services are going to fight over the right to see it.
Oh, yeah. That's true, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just going to go to Netflix because they already have Demon Slayer on there.
Maybe it might go to Netflix, might go to Hulu, might go to... What's the other streaming service I forgot about? Crunchyroll?
Paramount
might go
Plus,
to...
Peacock. WWE Network, which is now on Peacock.
what's that? Who just bought Crunchyroll? Samsung,
Sony.
Right? Or
you told me it was Sony,
who?
Right? Like PlayStation Sony.
Oh, Sony! Sony bought Crunchyroll.
That's who you told me it was.
Let me double check.
By the
yeah,
way,
yeah, it is Sony.
Rotten
so
Tomatoes
I
says 100% on here.
What?
Rotten Tomatoes 99% for audience score, 5,000 plus ratings.
Wow, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah,
I'm not surprised. Like, but like for us, we do have to like take a step back and look at the whole like the movie as a whole. Like people who rate it, I bet you like right after they got out of the movie theater, they're like perfect, 100%. You know.
Well, they're supporting an anime movie. You gotta support it. Like, Mortal Kombat movie, 88%. And for me, I like that movie better than Demon Slayer, because I saw it the day before.
I did watch the movie. It was alright. It wasn't that...
You saw Mortal Kombat?
Like, yeah, I saw Mortal Kombat. It just felt very, like, eh, whatever. I don't wanna...
It was a lot of Easter eggs,
spoiler. This is a spoiler for Demon
Kombat?
Slayer, not for Mortal Kombat. So
we gotta do a separate episode for Mortal Kombat. Not ever. Just all right. Watch yeah. both. Good movies.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely go watch the movie. That's all we really gotta go. Like, I highly recommend you go watch the movie if you still have time. Well, this episode will be coming out probably the 26th, I guess. So you still, if you're listening to this on the 26th, you still have till Thursday at the latest, the 29th, to go watch the movie. So go watch the movie, maybe. Let us know what you think about it. Besides that, anything else you want to talk about?
Buy Tim? 5 buckets of popcorn. Support the anime goodness movie theaters.
Especially if you're going to AMC, buy 10 buckets of popcorn so I can have more stocks.
Yeah.
All right, besides that, I guess that's it. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.